Unison right define new left-neck majority to back Starmer. Socialist Party members in unison at the Labour Party conference. Key Starmer move to decisively reverse Jeremy Corbyn's policies and tighten the grip of the right wing on the Labour Party. Disgracefully, this was done with the aid of the delegation from the Unison Public Sector Union, which is presently still affiliated to the Labour Party. The delegation, which included the General Secretary Christina McCanny and Assistant General Secretary Liz Snape, voted against union policy and backed Starmer. Following Starmer's speech, McCanny made comments that do not at all represent the views of Unison members. As Starmer effectively abandoned Corbyn's 2019 manifesto, she praised him for offering just what the country needs after 11 years of Tory mismanagement. The Unison National Executive Council, NEC, meets on the 6th of October and Socialist Party members will be calling for the NEC, the highest elected body in the union, to disassociate itself from these remarks, and put out its own statement opposing the ruthless driving out of supporters of Jeremy Corbyn and the anti-austerity, pro-working class policies he stood for. For years the Socialist Party has warned that the union's affiliation has been used to back up and bankroll the right of the Labour Party, rather than take union policy into the Labour Party. A warning of the lengths the right will go to defend Starmer & Co. was given on the 13th of September, before Labour's conference, at a meeting of the union's National Labour Link Committee, which oversees Unison's participation in the Labour Party. The left had submitted motions against Starmer's proposed rule changes, and for Corbyn to be reinstated to the Parliamentary Labour Party. Somehow these never made it onto the agenda. Despite this, the meeting voted 11-8 to put them back onto the agenda, but the leadership refused, with an unelected full-time official suddenly coming up with a new rule, that a two-thirds majority was needed to get them back on. It is clear that the recently elected new left majority on the NEC must take control of the union for the members, which means taking decisive measures against the bureaucratic machine that believes it has the right to run the union, and not its elected members,